Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening, Text number 47. Yat prasadat idam vishvam prasidati yat atmakam sasvadrug Bhagavan yasya tushtoshate ananya drasha yat prasadadiram vishvam prasidati yat atmakam sasvadrak Bhagavan yasya toshate ananyadrasha yat prasadadidam vishvam prasidati yat atmakam sasvadrak Bhagavan yasya Toshate ananyatrasha Yat prasadadidam vishvam Prasidati yadatmakam Sasvadrak bhagavanayasya Toshate nanyatrasha Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Everyone will be pleased with Him because the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, the Supreme Controller of the Universe, is always satisfied with a devotee who does not wish for anything beyond Him. Purport. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead is situated everywhere as the Super Soul. And He can dedicate to anyone, He can dictate to anyone and everyone as He likes. He would be the would-be grandson of Diti, who was predicted to be a great devotee, would be liked by everyone, even by the enemies of his father, because he would have no other vision besides the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. A pure devotee of the Lord sees the presence of his worshipable Lord everywhere. The Lord reciprocates in such a way that all living entities in whom the Lord is dwelling as the Super Soul also like a pure devotee, because the Lord is present in their hearts and can dictate to them to be friendly to His devotee. There are many instances in history wherein even the most ferocious animal became friendly to pure devotee of the Lord. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatham Vitam Tam Sajimam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sayatam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavari Pashyatya Deshatai Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yat Prasadadidam Vishwam Prasidati Yadatmakam Sasvadrug Bhagavan Yasya Toshate Ananya Drushaha. Everyone will be pleased with him because the personality of a Godhead, the supreme controller of the universe, is always satisfied with a devotee who does not wish for anything beyond him. So here, the wonderful qualities of Lord and his pure devotee, both has explained. First thing that has explained that is it is the Lord who makes this world happy, and the world, the whole universe. As explained here that Yat Prasadadidam Vishwam Prasidati Yada Atmakam. Because he is omnipotent, he dwells everywhere, only he can make this world happy. But when he does that, Sasvadruk Bhagavan Yasya Toshate Nanyatrasha. When the living entities in this world, when they never desire anything other than the Lord. So here, the secret of happiness, the secret of remaining peaceful in our life has explained. If you really want to achieve the peace, then what do you have to do? Proceed. Proceed. Whom? Please their Lordship. And how to please him? What is the process to please their Lordship? Devotional service. And how it should be? Ananya. Ananya. Without any deviation. Any sort of deviation. And in Prabhupada, Prabhupada says, that a pure devotee of the Lord sees the presence of his worshipable Lord everywhere. Whether it is his enemy, whether it is his friend, whether it's animal or human beings or any species of a life, any gender, he never makes any distinction because he sees the presence of his worshipable Lord everywhere. As explained in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Pandita Samadarshinaha. Panditas are Samadarshina. Who is that? Anybody remembers there is one more shloka in Bhagavad Gita which explains about who is Pandita? Pandita is that person who knows that everything belongs to Lord. Nothing belongs to Him, even this body. If someone is on that platform, means someone has gone beyond the bodily platform of a life, he is known as a Pandita. As explained in the first verse where Lord starts His teachings to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Ashochanan vashochastvan pratnyavadansha bhashase. You speak like a Pandita. Pratnyavan means who has tremendous knowledge, Pandita. Then who is Pandita? The Pandita is that person who never laments for what has happened and who never hopes that what should happen. As explained in Niti Shastra, Gatesho Kona Kartavyam Bhavishyam Naiva Chintaye Vartamanena Kalena Ya Jivati Sa Panditaha. The person who lives in present, never thinks about what has happened in the past and never gives more emphasis what should happen in the future. But who lives in present, that person is known as a Pandita. So the devotees, they actually live in present. Why? Because they never think themselves as this body. The present condition is that what we have got it as the result of karma that we have done in a previous life. So they are not bothered about that. As we see in the 7th canto where Prahlad Maharaj, he gives his instruction to his classmates. And there he tells them that Yadavad labhate dukkha ayatnataha tadavad labhate sukha. As without endeavoring anything, we suffer. So same way, we are going to get happiness in that way only. Why? Because it is deha bhaka. It is because of this body what we have acquired in present. As we buy any attire or any sort of like a coat, if you buy a raincoat, that will protect you in rainy season from the rain. But same raincoat, if you put it in summer, what will happen? You will get showered inside it. So you have paid for that and you are going to get the benefits, either happiness or whatever comforts you are supposed to get with that. And if you use it at the wrong time, you are going to get the suffering, what comes along with it. So same way, that's why he said there is no need to put extra endeavor to attain happiness in this world. Because before starting his teaching, he says that asad grahad, this world is asad, it's temporary. So if you are getting happiness, don't get allured, because it is not going to last. It's a changing phase. And if you are in suffering or some depression, don't think that it is going to last forever. Why? Because it's also going to change. What is that shloka? Everything is temporary. Ashashvatam. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. This place is full of miseries. Even though relatively we don't think that this world is place of a misery. Like a person, if he always sees that the person who is traveling in posh cars like BMW, Mercedes, Lexus, Jaguar, and he is driving just some 20, 30 years old Camry, which has, the color has gone fed up and tires are bursting. He will feel dejected himself. He will think that, what a miserable condition I am. Look at these people. They are driving in such a posh car. If the homeless person on the road, if he looks at that Camry in which that person is traveling, he feels more dejected. Oh, see, that person, how luxuriously he is traveling in a car. And look at me. I don't have a home and I don't have anything, any facility. That car is same. For the first person, it is giving misery because he is comparing himself with the other one. And that miserable condition seems to be a comfortable condition for the other person. So the happiness or miseries in this world, they are relative. They are not permanent. They are not the cause of your happiness or miseries. Situations, that depends upon the person who has put into that. How you perceive them. Like if you take any anything or jar of water, people have a different perception for that. Someone will say that it is half full. Someone will say that it is empty. So it is your perception. Thing is same. And that's why Avanti Brahman, in his song, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says that Nayam janome sukadukkha hetur na devatatma na graha karma kala. Manaha parama karana amanandi samsara chakra parivartat yad yat. He says, Nayam janome, not these people are cause of my suffering. Sukadukka hetu. Neither they gave me pleasure nor pain. Na devata. Not even demigods. Na graha karma kalaha. Not these planetary systems or planets. Sun, Moon, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, and that Rahu and Ketu. I'm not suffering because of them. Neither my karma, what I have done in my previous life, what I am doing now and what I am going to do in future. Or neither the kala, the time, that makes me suffer. What makes me suffer? Is there anything else that we, what we can say? We blame for. Is there anything beyond this particular words and terminologies has given? No, I'm asking anything else that may be the cause of our suffering that we think about. See, everything is covered here. Whom we blame for our happiness and our sufferings. Generally we blame other people. Say, it's you, you know. You came in my life and my life has gone wrong. It's you, because of you I'm suffering. Jana, that may be your parents, that may be your partner, that may be your kids, that may be your friends. Or any social gathering. But he says, they are not the cause of my happiness or suffering. नायम जनों में. देन न देवता, समथिंग इज बियॉन्ड दैट. वी सेड यू नो आई हैव नॉट वर्शिप हिम सो ही मे हैव गॉट एंग्री विथ मी एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट आई एम सफर. What he has to do, he is not depending upon your worship. That if you worship only, then only he will get pleased with you. Because Lord is loka bhavana. He is like a well-wisher of people in general. You do it or not, he is always well-wisher of yours. Na devata graha, sometimes they say it because, you know, now my this particular dasha is going on. So I'm getting this particular results and this particular planet which is debilitated in my chart is creating chaos for me. And these things are not happening, that things are not happening. This is nothing, not this graha. In further verses he explain what this graha has to do with me. They themselves are fighting with each other. Like sometimes Rahu comes and he eats sun and moon, and then you get like a eclipses, solar eclipse and moon eclipse. They themselves are not able to get rid of their own sufferings. How they will make you suffer? Then further he says, not my karma even. Because this karma is also going to get over. And this is also temporary. So what is that which makes me suffer in this world? And that he says is nothing but my mind. My mind makes me suffer. We have two minds, you know. One is conscious and one is subconscious. And which is the most powerful? Which keeps working? Subconscious mind. Like, we use only 10% of our potency of mind. Can you imagine? As generally we see that icebergs, they are floating in water or ocean. How much they are on the surface? 10%. And 90% of that iceberg in underwater, which is not visible. So same way, whatever activities that we do, these are only a 10% by our conscious mind. And 90% of our activities are done by the subconscious mind. And that subconscious mind, it works for 24 hours. And conscious mind only works when we are in awake stage. So who is more powerful? And whatever thing they are coming to us, they come because of subconscious mind. And that's why Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that ananyas chintayanto ma. Ana anya, without any deviation, if someone remembers me. That remembrance happens in subconscious level. How it works? Like a driving. When you are learning the driving, the conscious mind is getting trained. Directly, it is involved. But as you get properly trained, when your subconscious mind is involved in that, then that time, while driving, you may talk to someone, you may look in this and that mirror, you may call, make a phone call also. But all other bodily parts, they are working in their section. Whenever there is a signal or notice board about the speed and everything, speed limit signs are there, symbols are there. When you see them, immediately your body and other parts, they start working, the accelerator, the brake and everything, that works. It's because of subconscious mind is active in that particular activity. Sometimes people, they ask, how is it possible to do this ma manusmara yuddhacha? That's what Lord expects from us, that we should be remembering their lordship while performing activities. That can be done by training your subconscious mind. When we engaged our subconscious mind in chanting, then you may do anything physically by your body, but your subconscious mind is absorbed in that. It goes like a auto mode. And when that subconscious minds get trained up, when you concentrate and you are clear about your goals, if goal is clear, then it's very easy to involve your subconscious mind in that. And that's what Prahlad Maharaj has done. He is known for that. Prahlad Smarane. You can know Prahlad for his remembrance of their lordship. He has perfected his life for the remembrance of their lordship. And that is explained in this verse. Okay, this person, why he was able to remember their lordship each and every moment? Because Prahlad Maharaj would constantly meditate on the Lord and retreat his activities, because he was able to see their lordship everywhere. Ito Narsimha, Parato Narsimha, Yato Yato Yami, Tato Narsimha. That's what we sing. But really, do we mean it? When we start instructing our subconscious mind in that way, Ito Narsimha, Parato Narsimha, Yato Yato Yami, Tato Narsimha, then you will realize that Lord is everywhere. You will become really conscious of that. That's what expected from the person who really wants to please their lordship. If you want to please their lordship, then you should be ananya drisha. You should not see anything else other than their lordship. Then it's possible. So let's try to work on this, because this is what going to give us our proper destination. This is what takes us to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, arayar gelo. That's what Mahaprabhu says, Narottam Das Thakur says, that he will come, take birth, and will go like that. Janman sarthak na hoilo. This life, the goal of life will not get achieved. And that's why, to remind us, Lord has incarnated in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, where we can read, hear, and constantly remember the wonderful qualities of their lordship. Hare Krishna. So, any comment, any question, any input on this matter?
Not only do we have a
What was that last? Everyone? See, because if you are in a temple, all activities center around the Lord only. So knowingly, unknowingly, you are serving the Lord. Sarthaka, that is called as a, has a, some meaning for it. When you do any activity here, we are doing it for whom? It is directed toward the Lord, because it's for His pleasure, not for anyone else's pleasure. Oh, no, 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 now President will come and I have to do it. If you have that intention, that's wrong. But if you are doing it, anyhow, this is Lord's temple and I have to clean it. If that thing comes, if that is the motivation, then you are in proper consciousness. But still, if you do in other way also, you are doing it for the Lord only. So, as yesterday we discussed that feather with birds with the same feather flocks together. If you have that, that's the law of attraction. If you have desire to serve Lord, automatically the whole universe will make arrangement for you. Because this world is meant for to facilitate you to serve Lord. So if you have desire to do that, then automatically this material nature arranges everything for that. Depend upon the intensity of your desire. And in temple generally it happens that maybe all of you must have some realization for that. You are thinking about some service and you are intensely thinking about, and somebody comes along with that and he helps you for that, so that you can render that service to the Lord. Does that happen? Huh? All of you must have one incident in your tenure of temple services that, oh, I was thinking like this and it happened that somebody came and he helped it out to render this service, which was not possible. That's why we are so lucky that we are in this environment. Yesterday we were hearing the same topic from Radha Gopinath Prabhu. He was explaining that Prahlad Maharaj was so conscious of everything, that he was remembering their lordship in a such a way, he never prayed their lordship to make me free from the sufferings of this world. But he kept remembering their lordship, so Lord provided everything for it. Whatever needed, so that he can remember their lordship. And there he was explaining that once Sachinandan Maharaj was giving lecture, and he explained that really, how long do we live? In the gathering, he called up the most oldest person. He asked, is there any elderly person in this congregation? Then one person just raised his hand and stood up. He said, I'm 85 years old. Then he looked in the crowd and he said, is there any youngest person in this crowd? Then he saw that there is one 4 years old boy. He got them to, he called them near the stage. And he brought one string of 20 feet. And one shore he gave in that old person's hand, and others he gave in the younger's hand. And he asked them to stand now. Then he said, this young boy represents the boy who had just born. And this oldest person, he represents the death. And the distance between them is life. How many hours generally do you sleep? Eight hours. Okay? So if you consider 24 hours a day, then 8 hours means one third. So one third of your life is gone in sleeping. Then he asked one devotee, get up and just cut down the one third part of this string. So they cut it down. So that small boy came near to old person. Then he asked that, how much time that do you spend for refreshment, taking bath, dressing of yourself? In a day, how many hours we spend? Approximately 2 hours goes for that. It includes everything. Taking bath, dressing up yourself, putting your shoes, tie, coat, everything. Sometimes for ladies it takes more if they go in front of the mirror more than 2 hours, 3 hours a day they go. So among the 24 hours, minus that two, in same proportion, he cut down that string. So that person came again further. Then almost 25 years of life, suppose you live for 100. So 25 years of your life you spend it in studies. So in that proportion again he cut down that rope. And after considering all our engagements and time, then literally they came in front of each other just like 2 inches. So that much time really you live for yourself. Can you imagine? How much really we live for ourselves? It's nothing. Then why not live that life happily? Rather than always remaining morose and hanged up or hangover, be happy. And how to be happy? If you remember their lordship. Otherwise useless. Once there was a great gathering of all the great saints like Vasishtha and all Saptarshis, everywhere they were together. And they were thinking, whose life is perfect? Whose life is a sarthaka? Has a really, or who has lived a meaningful life? At the same time, Markandeya Rishi was walking from there. So everybody got up immediately. They offered pranams to Markandeya Rishi. Because Markandeya Rishi was the oldest Rishi. He lived for 7 days of Brahma. And one kalpa is 2000 yugas actually. One kalpa means one full day of Brahma. 12 hours of night, 10 hours of day. So he lived for that long. As soon as they saw him, they got up, they offered pranam. And without asking, Vasishtha Muni, who was heading all these great saints, he was having a question that we will ask it to Markandeya Rishi, because he must have seen a person who has really fulfilled the purpose of his life. Who is that? And then, that time, Parashar Rishi, the son of Vasishtha Muni, was sitting on his lap and he was just 7 years old. So Markandeya Rishi, he just came and offered pranams to Parashara Rishi. And everyone was surprised. He said, what is this? We offered respect to this great personality and this great person is offering respect to whom? Parashara, just 7 years old. Then, knowing their intention, because that's the capacity of a great seers or thinkers, that without asking them, they can know what's going on in your heart and they will answer the question. And that's it. Then he said, I may be elder by age, but how meaningful years of my life I have used in Krishna consciousness or in God consciousness or in worshipping their Lordship or associating with the devotees, that is really meaningful. As compared to my life, whatever Parashara has his life, he was so fortunate that at the age of 7 he got the assembly of such a great saints, which took me 7 kalpas. So his life is more perfect than mine. He is a sarthak. He is a person whose life is sarthak. So age never matters. What matters, the quality of time that you have used in Lord's service. That helps. And temple gives us that facility. See, earning money is not a big deal. You can earn. If it is in your karma and destination, you are going to get that money. You are going to get it anywhere. But getting a chance to serve their Lordship, getting a facility to render your services to the Lord, and keeping your consciousness in Lord's service will help you a lot. That will be giving you really meaning to your life. Hare Krishna. Does that make sense? It was nice actually. So if you keep hearing about, then it gives you a lot of things. I'm only. Atala. Hare Krishna.